This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the results, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. We're coming to you from New Griffith Park. At the end of the game, Arsenal versus Brentford, it's Brentford 0, Arsenal 1. And to be quite honest with you, they didn't deserve that. The Bees played their hearts out. They played really well today. Honestly, it was one of them games where it could have gone anyway. It could have gone anyway. Arsenal got a late goal, lofted the goal here. Yeah, he lofted the goal, ball over, scored late into the game. Yeah, see you later. But at the end of the day, 1-0 to the Arsenal, like the Arsenal Wenger days back in the day. Well, no, it wasn't Arsenal Wenger, it was like George Graham days. How disappointing was that?
Yeah, that was a decent game. I think we messed Arsenal up. They didn't really know what to do with us. We were really in their faces. We were really going for it. We made the two best chances of the game. They scored that shitty goal right at the end, which has really pissed me off. But they didn't deserve to win. We, as I said, we made the two best chances. We were in their face. I mean, they didn't look anywhere near as good as they were last season when they came down here. We were much better. And we were like on our bare bones, weren't we? I mean, Godos, I thought, played really well. You know, the players that came in, Frank, one of his best games for us. We really took it to him. We were good. We stopped them playing. And I thought we deserved a lot more than nothing.
I feel a bit gutted after that result, actually, because I think, as Sam said, I think we were the better team, really, for, you know, 98% of that match. They took their chance. They got their goal. It was a good goal that they scored. We had two good chances. I don't know quite what to say, really. I mean, it is a shame. But they're Arsenal. We're Brentford. And we are the best. And we will move on. You know, I'm lost for words, Bill, really, because I think we deserve to win that game, but deserves doesn't get you victories. And hey-ho, we move on, bring on Luton Town next week.
Team scores 2 minutes before the end of normal time when you think that you're right in this game, and it's like a punch in the guts, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a proper smash and grab, isn't it? You know, absolutely no shame in defeat there at all, I thought. You know, over two games we played against them this year, we've lost 2-0, 2-1-0 defeats at home where we've caused Arsenal a lot of problems. You know, they've got a little bit extra quality in certain areas. As it's just been said, we were back down to our bare bones today, missing a lot of our best players. I'm not going to go through all that again. We've got to deal with that. Yarmolyk came in, Frank had a really good game for us. You know, we can hold our heads up high here. You know, this team that we've just beaten us are going to go for the title. They're challenging for the title. We're not a million miles behind them, to be honest with you. You know, so we can take that. But the fact is, we've lost. So that's never good. But there are a lot of positives to be taken from this. You know, we were never ever second best, Bill. Although the result's gone against us, Brentford. I'm proud to be Brentford tonight still.
It's just interesting because obviously, look, we're talking about 1-2-3 players. You know, we played Liverpool last week, we played Arsenal this week, and I have to admit, I thought, I mean, we had a good chance against Liverpool, but I thought Liverpool looked stronger than Arsenal.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I mean, like they've got an out and out striker. They got Mo Salah. You know, Arsenal haven't got that. That's why we say, you know, we'll be surprised if they don't come in for Ivan Toney, because you know that they're desperate for a player like that. You know, an out and out number nine. They haven't got that, and we haven't got that tonight. And that's where we've stumbled in the last two games. We haven't actually got a striker. You know, we've got Brian Mbeumo that was playing three positions today. So, you know, absolutely no shame in defeat. We can be really frustrated. Arsenal, on that performance, they're not title contenders. They look like a mid-table team. And we look like a better than mid-table team with all our best players missing. So, I know, I'm frustrated but proud.
Yeah, I think Dave, I was just listening to what Dave was saying at the end there. I completely agree. I think we're really unlucky not to get something from that. I think we had two chances cleared off the line. You know, I don't know what Arsenal players are coming over to Ramsdale at the end. Like, he somehow kept them in the game. I think he made a single save, did he? I think Frank had a really, really good game. I think we just really lacked somebody who could, with a bit of composure, to pass the ball out. I think that's what it was felt like, and it was just... You know, I think Jensen had been there, a few more passes, strung them together. But I think considering we cobbled together a kid team, I think we put in a really good shift. They defended really well. We were dreadfully unlucky. And there's no way Arsenal winning the league if they play like that. City and Liverpool, streets ahead of them.
Disappointing result. Great performance from the Bees. Bit of a sucker punch blow, isn't it?
A fantastic performance. A lot of positives. I thought Jarmolyuk did really well for 70 minutes. I might have made the subs 5 or 10 minutes earlier, but hindsight's fantastic, isn't it? And I think we frightened them. You know, when we had the breaks, we had a few breakaways. It's also quite important for every Brentford fan to remember two things. One, if you watch the way Arsenal celebrated at the end, they knew that was a proper game. And two, they only beat our reserve team.
We will remember that. We'll remember that. Jim Levac throwing the facts right into the pot. So here we go. Listen, it's really weird because, like, and that's not weird, because we're so deflated. You know, good atmosphere today. People got in there early. People out all day. 5:30 kickoff. Good vibes. Arsenal took them all the way to the finish line. And then the last 2 minutes, I saw that ball going over and I said to Laney, it's going deep. Man's at the far post. You can see it. Bang. And it was a goal, and that just destroyed us, didn't it?
Yeah, I think that was the problem, wasn't it? We were doing so well the whole game. Genuinely, we played really, really well. Onyeka was really on one today, really proud of him. And then, yeah, I was watching it, I was thinking, the second we went that deep inside that last 10 minutes, but we can't keep this up for 10 minutes, inviting them this deep for no reason. And it wasn't like we had no choice but to do it either, because we hadn't done it the whole game. I don't know what made us shift. And then, yeah, I saw it go in. I thought, Flecker's not come out for it. And before you know it, it's hard to see from certain angles where you are in the stadium and whatnot, but you just kind of knew it was going in. And it's gutting, really, to end a 14-game London derby streak. I think we had to go in, and then to end it like that, it's really quite gutting, really, isn't it? Yeah.
It's gutting. Listen, but I mean, just looking at the positives, I mean, Jarmolyuk came on. I mean, Jensen wasn't playing. If Jensen was playing, it could have been a different story. We've got so many injuries. But Jarmolyuk, he's looking quite tasty, isn't he?
Yeah, he looked really, really good. He fitted into the team very, very effortlessly, given he hasn't had many first team starts as well, and as you said, given the injuries that we've got going on at the moment, to play that well against a top team like Arsenal, and for have players like Jarmolyuk really to step up and play as well as we need them to play, it's really promising for us as a club.
So, I mean, listen, Arsenal, we put them behind us at the end of the day. Look, at our season, we just have to just kind of just rock on. We got Luton next week. You know, we're waiting for our players to come back from injury, but at the end of the day, the players that have come in, They ain't done that bad.
That's it. We just got to get our heads down, get the job done. The fact that we're still getting the results that we're getting with the amount of players that we've got out means we can only get better coming the new season. I think Jensen's only out until early December. We've got some more players incoming in January. We have got, obviously, missing Henry for the rest of the season and players like that. But, yeah, as long as we keep playing as enthusiastically as we are, injuries or no injuries, we'll be absolutely fine.
You bees.
Wicked.
Arsenal fan in the house. Arsenal fan, probably, I wouldn't say jumping up and down, but Arsenal fan knows that you got at... Tell yourself in... I saw you and you were like around the Monopoly board and you got your get out of jail card and you slapped that down on the board straight away, the get out of jail card, isn't it? Tell me about it.
I don't even know what to say. I don't think it's get out of jail. I thought it was more like daylight robbery. It was just like, you know, smash and grab. And it's like, he didn't know which team was actually fighting to be top of the league. I thought the team in red and white was, not the team in yellow and white.
And you're not saying that just because we got sort of, you know, we're poking something up your back or anything like that, is it?
No. Because basically, you've got to see, look, everyone saw that. They're watching it on TV. There's no delusions here. It is just, it wasn't great. And Brentford were actually, I think solid. That's the thing. I think it was
patched upside as well?
Patched upside, but defensively, it was... just a wall. It's like Ben Mee's ridiculous. Frank Onyeka was just basically in front of everything, like throwing his body and his face in front of him on the line. But we just, Arsenal didn't carve anything they couldn't do. They were second best, in my opinion. I'm not complaining. You can't complain. 1-0. You're top of the league. You've got to take what you can. You've got to win games like that, ugly games, and you've got to win them. But it don't feel good to me. I won't be watching that on Match of the Day tonight, put it that way.
Listen, I shouldn't be laughing. I'm not laughing here, but I'm laughing because I don't want to be crying, you know what I'm saying, if we don't do that. But listen, just coming back to this game here today, because we played Liverpool last week and we went up to Liverpool. It wasn't a 3-0 game. We played very well, but they smashed us 3-0. We come down to Arsenal, and I'm not saying this in a disrespectful way, in an Arsenal fan, but I think Liverpool were streets ahead. Where Arsenal were in comparison, because Liverpool, bang, you know, you've got...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Salah, you've got, you know, they've got them strikers out there that are doing the business. But Arsenal today, you had possession. You were playing the ball around, but you were not able to penetrate. I mean, the organisation of the Brentford defence was the next level. You know what I'm saying? And literally, you weren't able to. The way that you got the ball through is that long ball through to the far post, which, fair enough, which caught us out. You got that goal. But I just think that you're going to have to step things two or three or four times up to even try and challenge for that title.
I totally agree with you. I think that it's not shameful because Brentford are a good team. I'm sorry. Brentford are now a proper Premier League team. And yeah, I'd say, I think the only thing that Brentford did, they played into our hands by actually sitting back at the end of the game. Instead of playing the game like they did for like 80 odd minutes, they then suddenly decided to sit back for the last 10 minutes and then let Arsenal come forward. And it was at some point, something has to give if you're going to do that, because I thought Brentford were in control of the game, and that's the biggest. And I agree with you about that. There's a gulf between us, City, Liverpool, because even Tottenham, before they got their injuries, they're playing a different level of football. We've taken a few steps backwards, but it's not about Arsenal to me. Love watching the Bees, to be honest. I think they're solid and we can learn a few things from that, and Thomas Frank's management, it's great.
So we got man in the house, neutral boy in the house here, watching the game as well. I've got to ask you a question, right? I mean, this game here today is interesting. I've got one of my Barnet Panthers coaches in here, Harry, new coach in the house here today. We were here this morning. We played AFC Wimbledon in the cup this morning, which didn't quite go to plan, but it was a wicked game. It was a wicked game as well. We were on top. They got a little, I wouldn't say fluky goal, but they got a little toe poke goal in, and they got the win today. The irony, though, as you're saying,
This was a mirror image of that game this morning, wasn't it?
The feeling after the game is a mirror image as well. A real kick in the gut, but you can't fault both performances. And I don't know what to say, really. I'm lost for words at this point.
I mean, okay, but this Arsenal, just talk to me about the Arsenal game. I mean, look, because we were dominating this game. You know, we got Arsenal man Ned Price. He was talking about the fact that, you know, he dominated the game, but then we just sat back in the last 10 minutes.
Well, you look at the first half. They didn't really lay a glove, Arsenal. Side to side, but the last ball was lacking. But then, yeah, the second half, it just seemed to drop off, couldn't get out, and they took their chance in the end. And I think it was bloody Kai Havertz as well. But, it was a real shame, really, because you can't fault the performance. It was top performance, battled hard, won the battles in the midfield, but, yeah, it's just that last 5 minutes, you couldn't get through. It's unfortunate.
Again, I mean, Brentford in general, I mean, you've seen a couple of games, you've seen a couple of B's games as well. What is it that excites, because you come down there, what excites you about Brentford?
I love the atmosphere, the stand that we're in, I love it. And I just love watching Brentford as well. What Thomas Frank has got out of the players, you know, there's no real superstars in the team, but they go toe to toe with every team they play. And from watching them earlier on the season, they've just been really unlucky. It's just that I think you bring Tony back into the side and you win a lot of these games. You know, we had a couple of chances today, that clanger from Ramsdale that dropped. You think you put Tony in that situation, he would score. They had a couple of goal line clearances as well. But well, Brentford are just a top side, and the work, and it's what they do, the basics right. It's what every team should do. If you do the basics, you work hard, you're out, you win your battles, you got every chance in every game. And that's what Brentford never fail to do.
Yes. We're still in the Globe. It's quite late, actually. A lot of people are shooting the breeze. Quite chilled. A lot of people are quite relaxed about the result here today. Still got, like I said to you, a punch in the guts. That goal, that late goal, you know, Arsenal top of the league, so at the end of the day you can't be embarrassed about that, but we thought we could get something out of that. But listen, you know, forgetting about, listen, everyone's talking about the game, but there are a number of positives about that. If you look about Brentford, looking about our season and where we're going on from here, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it is positive. I think, like, if you look at, like, the Liverpool game, and, you know, I mean, Liverpool game, I thought you could watch it as a neutral and enjoy the game and go, you know, watch how solid Liverpool were against us. And then you then look at today, and we were strong. You know, we played as a team. It was great to see Goddard start as well. And I think we looked well. Frank had a good game. And I think we look set up moving forward into the other games.
I'm going to just make a quick point, because one of the Arsenal blogs, one of the big blogs out there as well, Stilberto, as well, he made a comment to say, oh, well, that's what happens when one team doesn't even sort of kind of try to go attacking. And he gave a little bit of a dig about our style of football and how we approach that game. And it was almost like, yeah, well, tough. You lost in the end because we scored a late goal, but you could have had it if you actually tried. That's unfair, do you think?
It's totally unfair. I mean, I'm not being funny. I can't even believe they're saying that, really, because if you look at it, we were solid and they looked scared. You know, them Arsenal fans did not wake up until, you know, 2 minutes before the end of the game when they scored a goal, because they were sitting scared. They were worried because they thought, actually, they didn't know where it was going to go. I thought we looked really strong and we kept possession. Yeah, we could have gone out and fought for it. I mean, it would have been nice to have had a couple of more chances or better chances. But, you know, they had England's number four in goal. And he looked dodgy.
And Ramsdale was getting it today. He was getting it.
I think the Brentford fans were tucking right in to the Ramsdale, and the fact that he is...
Shit, David Raya.
Yeah, he's not David Raya. If I'm honest, I think that's unfair on us. I think we look strong, and I think, if I'm honest, Arsenal were lucky to walk away with 3 points. I would have taken a point before the game, but they were lucky to take the three.
Arsenal lucky to get the 3 points. Listen, you give you the 3 points, it's all good. Like, Christmas is coming, Santa Claus is coming down here.
Exactly, and you know what, let them have that, because you know what, when we came into the Premier League, we beat them that first game and we went top. So here, you know, here you go, Arsenal fans, have your little moment, a bit like the Burnley commentator said, jumping around like they've won Champions League. We'll see you soon, we'll see you down there.
This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Hold on a second. What's going on? Hold on a second. Lenny's got more to add.
I'm a bit pissed off, Bill, if I'm honest.
What's that?
One of my Arsenal.
We talked about it, yeah.
Well, fabulous defensive game plan, but minimal attack intent as I saw it. I guess if one team does not endeavour to play, there is always a possibility they may lose.
We've talked about this and we've already dusted it to the side. Yeah, absolute rubbish, absolute nonsense. At the end of the day, as Anne said, they were scared and she just thought he talked absolute horse. You know what I'm saying? Liverpool are better than them. Man City are better than them. We're all better than them. This is the Besotted Pride of West London podcast. Don't forget to buy us a beer, besotted.com/beer. Also, don't forget to write us a review. But listen, Arsenal might have beaten us today. They might have won the battle, but we are going to win the war this season. He's one of our own. Listen, I'm Billy Grant here. I've had a good evening despite the result. But as we say, we've got Luton next week.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.